Thus, O Muhammad, we relate to you from the news of what has preceded, and we have certainly given you from us the Quran. Whoever turns away from it, then indeed he will bear on the day of resurrection a burden, abiding eternally therein, and evil it is for them on the day of resurrection as a load. The day the horn will be blown, and we will gather the criminals that day, blue-eyed. They will murmur among themselves, "You remained not but 10 days in the world." We are most knowing of what they say when the best of them in manner will say, "You remained not but 1 day." And they ask you about the mountains, so say, "My Lord will blow them away with a blast, and he will leave the earth a level plain. You will not see therein a depression or an elevation." That day, everyone will follow the call of the caller with no deviation therefrom, and all voices will be stilled before the Most Merciful, so you will not hear except a whisper of footsteps. That day, no intercession will benefit except that of one to whom the Most Merciful has given permission and has accepted his word. Allah knows what is presently before them and what will be after them, but they do not encompass it in knowledge. And all faces will be humbled before the ever-living, the sustainer of existence, and he will have failed who carries injustice. But he who does of righteous deeds while he is a believer, he will neither fear injustice nor deprivation. And thus we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran, and have diversified therein the warnings that perhaps they will avoid sin, or it would cause them remembrance.